At the heart of this event, sponsored by the UW Center for the Humanities, is a question. How can reading a novel about life in a small Turkish town help a Wisconsin teenager prepare for college? Heather Dubois-Bernan of the Center for the Humanities says it gives them a taste of how literature is studied at the university level.
It allows students to start to see themselves as part of an intellectual, more academic community in a new and really empowering way.
The novel is about the clash between Western culture and traditional Islamic society in Turkey. It includes a rash of suicides by young women rebelling against a government ban on headscarves. Students responded to it with everything from analytical essays about Islamic fundamentalism to video games and musical performances. Alyssa Beasley of Osseo Fairchild High School wrote this original song and drum solo based on a Turkish melody.
The silence of snow pierces the veil of cold winter's day and beckons for all to listen.
The author, Orhan Pamuk, said he was amazed and gratified by the students' creative and thoughtful responses to his novel and their willingness to learn about but not judge the cultural turmoil in his homeland.
Stories are instruments for dramatizing, exploring, understanding, and communicating the humanity of the problems.
Organizers of the event call it an excellent tool for helping students meet the reading and writing requirements included in the state's Common Core standards. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.